You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about graduating during quarantine.
Many of Wisconsin's high school seniors have now graduated, capping off one of the strangest ends to a school year. The coronavirus pandemic led to the cancellation of in-person graduation ceremonies. Many of these rites of passage were moved online or postponed. That was no exception for seniors at MG21 High School in Monona, who held their graduation last week via Zoom. I talked with a few of the students who filled me in on what it was like to end their high school years online.
It feels great, but it's sad, I guess, for like the quarantine.
And it's kind of hard because all that kind of community building is kind of gone. We're just kind of like fending for ourselves.
Hi, I'm Matt Schlafer from MG21, and I am a musician.
I am Dante Murray from MG21. I am in the graduating senior class. I don't know, it's not the greatest.
I feel like it's just like a lack of motivation to do anything.
I'm Harrison Farnham from MG21, and I'm part of graduating class of 2020.
I wake up for about 4 hours each day, and then I go back to sleep. And in that 4 hours, I normally take a bike ride or go on a walk.
Hi, I'm Sierra Reeder. I'm a senior at MG21. I thought I didn't care. Like, my senior year, I was like, screw graduation. Like, I'm not going, like, whatever. And now I'm like, damn, this is like a really important milestone that I never valued until coming up, you know?
I think that if you're not like the parent of a senior or like the teacher, it's hard to like understand why this is so hard for us right now. And like, it might seem like a really small thing, like, oh, they don't get to graduate together. Hi, I'm Tier Bird, and I'm a senior at MG21. We've spent like almost half of our lives in school, and like, this was the moment that we were all waiting for and thinking of something for so many years, and then getting down to it, and it's just like not what you expect, like, at all, is gonna be hard for anybody.
The MG21 seniors say there were specific things that they missed out on while ending the school year from home.
I was going to teach a class on writing to the middle schoolers. I was really looking forward to doing that.
I mean, I was hoping to go to prom.
I danced in my basement by myself.
I'm definitely missing out on all the just seeing people, hanging out with my friends, hanging out with the school.
Just like all the friends that I've made this year that I thought like I was never going to be friends with, but now it's just like, I don't know, might not ever see them again, or like see them every once in a while.
I watched my older brother graduate, and like, that was cool, and I was like, dope, like, I'm gonna get to do that. And now I'm like, it's a Zoom, like, I'm not with my friends, I'm not walking across the stage, I'm not shaking people's hands, I'm still like, I'm gonna have my diploma, but it's not the same.
The MG21 seniors recognize that they're graduating during an historic moment. Keep in mind, most of these students were born right around 9/11, so this is one of their first shared traumatic before and after experiences.
I can't think of any other time, or my parents or my grandparents even can't think of any other time when the entire country's senior population didn't get to graduate normally.
You know, being a senior during this time, it's kind of weird, but I think it's going to be nice in the future when I can sit around with my future kids, maybe, and be like, this happened.
No, you can't skip school because you have a cold either with your pandemic.
Yeah, something like that.
Everybody is going through the same thing right now. Like, even if some people are having a harder time than others, and I'm here to support anybody that needs support.
Despite the challenges, the MG21 seniors have been doing things outside of school to keep their spirits up.
Yeah, I've been kind of occupied creatively. Now that I've started getting back on the horse, it feels better to write and play music.
Outside of the working at the grocery store, I play a lot of games with my friends, playing a lot of League of Legends.
I mean, like I said, I've been going on walks, and I've been playing through a game called Halo on a game mode called Blasto.
I go to, like, Governor's Island almost every day just to, like, sit and chill by the water.
try to go for a lot of walks. And it's hard.
I think, like, me and my mom have grown closer over this 2-month time period because we're both not working. And, like, I don't know, if you're with a person all the time, you don't want to get on that person's bad side at all, because then it's just going to be, like, a tough 2 months for all of us.
The students at MG21 have a special relationship with the high school's teachers. The seniors had messages for them.
Just that they're doing a really good job of making us feel good and, like, making us not sad about this whole situation. I know that some of the teachers at MG21 have been, like, dropping off little gifts. Like, the first week was, like, a cupcake. The second week was, like, a plant with, like, this really cool meaning behind it. They're trying, like, really hard, and it's working. It's really working.
They are extremely nice. They've done so much for me. Even now, through all this stuff, it means so much to me that they're working their hardest like they always are. They're trying to make this the best of the worst situation.
You know, I'm really grateful that they're, you know, not just giving up and be like, all right, that's the end of, you know, the year, and that they're actually trying.
I guess it's just a big thank you, because they made me the person I am today.
I'm going to miss you guys. I'm going to really miss the teachers. You guys taught me so much and have been with me every step of the way. Thank y'all for being my peers and my classmates, as well as really good friends of mine. We've always been resilient, so I feel like we'll find a way to make things better.
Those were the voices of high school seniors from MG21 in Monona, Wisconsin. Congratulations on your graduation, and to all of you in the class of 2020. Each of these students was featured on the Wisconsin Life documentary, Classroom Frequency, which aired last year and features the students' own stories. You can find that program at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Now Maureen joins us live to talk more about getting to know the MG21 students and their graduation experience. Maureen, thanks a lot for sharing that with us, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, you did that Classroom Frequency project with the same group last year. That's airing again soon. We found out that, as we heard there, students were musicians and writers and collectors. Did the pandemic seem to put a damper on those hobbies too?
I mean, a little bit. So Matt Schlafer, who you heard from, if you listen to the Classroom Frequency documentary, you'll hear him talk about creating music, especially with another musician at the school. When we talked a couple weeks ago, he said that, you know, through the pandemic, he wasn't really feeling creative or really driven to write any music. And that sort of turned around for him in these last few weeks. And this is something I've heard from a lot of different musicians, that they're just like, I thought I'd be creative during this time, and I'm not at all. There's another student, Harrison Farnham. He is a huge military history buff, and he likes to collect militaria. He has two packages held up. One's in Germany, one's in Albania, and he can't get them because their post offices are closed down. So that's a major bummer for him.
We heard the love for the teachers from the students in your piece toward the end there. Do we know how the teachers felt about having to end this year in such a weird, remote way?
I think the teachers were just as sad as the students. MG21 is a small public charter school, and everyone at that school knows each other really well. And the teachers, you know, like most teachers everywhere, they work really, really hard to see their students succeed. And then it's this lackluster ending of a school year. And that's super tough. But the teachers stayed connected with the students online just through the regular classes and just being there if the students needed to talk with them. You heard in the story, they dropped off gifts like little treats and plants. So they made sure that they stayed connected with these seniors. And like the seniors really appreciated it. They found these little, just these tiny little gestures really meaningful.
Yeah, it seems like this, as at the end to your high school career, could be really anticlimactic. This thing you've been working toward for, you know, 12 years, and it kind of fizzles out. Did they find ways, and we heard some of them there, find ways to make it feel significant, even though they weren't actually in the building for the last few months of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like a lot of classes, they were able to do their Zoom meetings. So when they had their graduation last week, each of the seniors gave their graduation speech. Now, sure, it was different doing it via Zoom than doing it in person. And I also heard that one of the students organized like an unofficial, socially distant graduation party. So there is a picture of them all like spread out on this bridge by some water on our Wisconsin Life website. So like they're able to come together and, you know, and I'm sure they're all going to stay connected. And we've even talked about having like a radio reunion someday when it's safe once again, just to get all these students back together. Because I miss them too.
Maureen, thank you so much for checking in with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rob. Appreciate it.
That's Wisconsin Life producer Maureen McCollum with us to talk about how high school seniors in Monona felt about graduating during a pandemic. The Classroom Frequency Special featuring those MG21 students is re-airing Monday at 7 on our News and Classical Network. You can check it out anytime at wisconsinlife.org. Coming up, we'll check out some fun stuff to see and do across Wisconsin this summer and how to do them safely during the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time.